Bill O'Brien and J.J. Watt, the two stars of the first edition of Hard Knocks, meeting and greeting the fans. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Brought to you by Academy. Patty Smith alongside Andre Ware out here for the day, observing training camp. Your overall thoughts on the day, Andre?
It's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot, very hot. And I know as a player, as a former player, these are the grind days, what you call them, so to speak, where you just kind of get through practices, start stacking practices. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel now. The first couple of weeks, you don't see a game in front of you, and then now you get to a point where, all right, we're playing the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday. But a lot of hard work. Players are still competing, and you see it throughout most of practice.
Well, how much do the players then change their approach, their attitude, their anything, or what does change heading into a game week situation, even if it is a preseason game?
Well, it's kind of an adrenaline rush. And that's what you have to keep really in the back of your mind, is that Saturday's kind of the carrot that's dangling out in front of you. That's where you get your juice and your energy, and you continue to push through practices. And it's also an opportunity throughout most of the practices and leading into that game, that first preseason game, to continue to make an impression on the coaching staff to better your position.
Well, and two guys that'll be doing just that. We've been talking about them all training camp, all offseason. I can't not talk about them to you, and that's the quarterbacks Brian Hoyer and Ryan Mallett. You've been out here at practice most of the days. Who's got the edge? Who do you like, and what do you see?
Well, I think both have done some super stuff. You know, they both look good at times. If you're just talking about from a consistency standpoint, where you're taking the overall reps, the ones and the twos, I think maybe Brian Hoyer would have a slight edge and would probably, in my opinion, start the game on Saturday. Now, there's no official word of that yet, but just judging from a consistency standpoint, he seems to have an overall grasp of things. And then Ryan comes in, he goes with the ones. He looks every bit as talented as you would imagine, and how people rave about his arm talent, between the ears, so to speak, of knowing the offense and being in it for a couple of years with Bill O'Brien, and then certainly in his second year here with the Texans. So both have had some good stuff.
Well, let's hear the latest on what head coach Bill O'Brien had to say about both of these guys.
Again, it's a preseason game. They matter. You know, it's important. Anytime you go out there and play a game, it's important. But, again, I would just tell you that I wouldn't get too into the order of how we play anybody in this game.
Well, Andre, no commitments from Bill O'Brien moving forward, really. But would it be safe to assume that if Ryan Mallett does not get the start and Brian Hoyer starts on Saturday, is it fair to think that he could name a quarterback after that game without giving Ryan the same shot to start a preseason
game? No, I think Ryan will get a start in the second week. If you have a quarterback competition and you've taken it this deep into training camp, and I think it'll be maybe before the third game that a starter's name, but certainly no point a point after before the fourth game. Somebody will have to get that work. It's a simulation game of a regular season, as close to a regular season game as you'll get. But I think Ryan Mallett, if it's Brian Hoyer that starts Saturday, will get the start.
Well, in the running back position, of course, so important to the success of either one of these quarterbacks, whichever one it is. With Arian Foster out, there's still a staple of guys back there with a lot of talent. What are you seeing from who we have out there?
Well, Albert Blue is probably the most experienced, or is the most experienced, within this offense. Chris Polk is really impressed in the last couple of days, or since the absence of Arian Foster, has really stepped up his game. I'm actually kind of interested to see what he's going to do Saturday night and what he brings to the table from an overall standpoint. Can he be a three-down back where it's not first and second down and then in obvious passing situations? There may be some limitations where someone that's a better pass protector has to come in so that you give a Brian Hoyer or a Ryan Mallett some time to throw the football. And then from just a straight up, let's run the football standpoint, there are a couple of guys that can actually to do that job as well. So I think it'll be running back by committee throughout most of the season.
You know, in all your playing days, did you ever have a teammate that draws as much and garners as much attention as J.J. Watt when he walks out here on the field?
Yeah, Barry Sanders. And he actually deflected it most of his entire career. So, yeah, he was that superstar when I was in Detroit. They garnered all the attention, and everybody wanted a sound bite from Barry. They wanted to know what he was doing away from the field, cameras following him at all times, and he could care less. And that's what really made, you know, Barry special to me, so to speak. And every individual is different, but I don't know that I've seen the magnitude. It's a little bit different day and age where, you know, in technology where everybody's tweeting things and Instagram and Facebook and all this stuff with JJ. So it's even to a higher level, so to speak, with him.
All right. Great stuff. Thank you so much, Andre. We have to take a time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I'll go one-on-one with DeAndre Hopkins. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, wide receiver and new Hard Knocks star, DeAndre Hopkins. Obviously, Tuesday night, the premiere of Hard Knocks. You're kind of one of those guys that everybody's talking about that stood out. I know you watched it. We followed some of your tweets. Just your overall thoughts.
It was an interesting show. You know, I think they did a good job of covering it. You know, and it was exciting. I didn't expect it, you know, to kind of the happen how it happened. I didn't know that was going to put the whole, you know, me and D-Hall arguing in there, but it was interesting.
Well, when you watch that back, and obviously in the heat of the moment, you kind of know what was said and you know how it went down, but what's it like to be sitting there on your couch and watch that unfold and play back?
It was weird. I didn't know I said all that.
I don't even know what you said.
Yeah, I don't think I know either, but when you're in the heat of the moment, you know, you kind of get your blood flowing, and it's just, you know, us being competitive out there and going back and forth.
Well, you know, it's fun for us to watch it. I mean, I've been covering this team since the beginning, and I think I've never missed a practice, yet I saw things I've never seen in 12 or 15 years. As a player, are you kind of seeing things and learning about the team that maybe you didn't even know because you don't have that much access to all the different positions?
Yeah, they show a lot of stuff that I really didn't know, you know, that happens with the positions and with the defense especially, you know, but I think they cover, you know, everything well. It's just the first episode, so, you know, it's going to be a lot more, I hope.
You know, you seem like you're having fun with not only that, but with a lot of things. You know, leaving Richmond, you're putting out some tweets and just kind of looking like you're feeling comfortable with kind of who you are, your position on this team, and being able to kind of just say what you think and feel and have a little bit of fun with it.
Yeah, it's my job, and I love it. You know, if you don't love what you do, you know, then there's no point in doing it. So I'm just out here making the best of this opportunity that I have, and, you know, just having fun with it, you know, kind of loosening up and giving guys a laugh.
So this week now, back here in Houston, out here practicing, actually preparing for a game against the 49ers, what are you looking to accomplish this week to get ready for that matchup on Saturday?
I'll just go out in the game and have no MAs. You know, that's for everybody. Go out and try to have the perfect game. We put in a lot of preparation. You know, that's kind of hard to do, but, you know, that's what we practice every day for, and, you know, that's our goal right now, to go out and have a perfect game.
If you had to sort of grade yourself, rate yourself, and maybe if you don't want to do it on yourself, kind of how this receiver core is doing, kind of give me a little breakdown and scouting report.
that's kind of hard, but you know, I think from me all the way down to the last person, everybody's out here working. You know, there's not too many guys that's really separating themselves, and that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because everybody is making plays out here. So, you know, I would give it a great, you know, off everybody working, a 10, 1 out of 10, because, you know, everybody's out here working hard.
You just like the number 10.
Yeah, I love it. 1.0.
All right, we've got to take another time out here on the show. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we will have a chat with General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us. Welcome back to the show. Joining me now, the General, John McClain. And, John, as we come off the first Hard Knocks episode on Tuesday, everyone was excited about it. I was following your tweets all night long, and you're kind of the unofficial critic. So I want to get your highs, lows, and what you thought.
I thought it was very entertaining, Patty. I was worried they were going to get behind-the-scenes information that we didn't have access to, especially on Arian Foster. They did not. I was glad about that. The other thing was Bill O'Brien, around the country, they were praising the heck out of Bill. And I tweeted at the end of the night, you take away the F-bombs, he's having to communicate in sign language. And that his mom's probably wanting to wash his mouth out with soap. But coaches talk like that. That's who he is. He said, I'm going to be myself. And that's who he is. We hear it all the time. So Bill O'Brien to me was a star. J.J. Watt right there. I love the ending with Jonathan Joseph because I think we all felt the same way. Can't say what it was, of course, because it had to be bleak. But I really enjoyed the first show. I thought the Hard Knocks people did a tremendous job.
And real quick, where do you expect it to go in week two?
I think we'll see more football. We'll see more personalities. Didn't see much of Jadeveon Clowney, George Kotze. Those are people we'll see soon.
All right. Thank you so much, John. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Of course, we'll be with you for the next couple of nights here at training camp, Texans training camp today. And you can catch us each and every Thursday on Texans Huddle right here on Fox Sports Southwest.